Sybil.
I love weeks when we're already at Friday Eve. Do you not? Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Jay Anthony Brown.
It's going down this weekend, Tunica, Mississippi. Yours truly and Mr. Bobby Rush player. Bobby Rush.
That's the name. Denise LaSalle.
Denise LaSalle and Lattimore, baby.
Oh, my God. What a blues lineup.
Man.
And in Tunica?
And Tunica, man.
Yeah.
And Blind Grape Jelly? Oh, my God.
Are you taking your harmonica? You're taking your harmonica?
You have to.
Oh, I got to. Yes. Oh, definitely. Yes.
And you're going to sit in and you're mess up everybody's set, I know. Oh, my. I feel so sorry for these
artists.
They don't
blues know. Singers. They don't know.
They have no idea.
They have no idea. Uh-uh. And then they think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And they invite
Anthony
him.
Anthony Brown, come on. And the next thing you know, they've taken over their music.
What key?
Oh, that's going to be a good show.
That's going to be a good show.
Yeah, and tonight, the NBA Finals starts tonight. All right, now look here, Cleveland. Let me tell you. You are going to win the championship. It is going to go maybe 6-7 games. So that means there are going to be some games that you're going to lose. But don't blame me. What matters is the championship, all right?
You're calling it now.
I'm calling it now.
You know, they lost in 6 last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's going to be some losses. As Dr. King, going to be some good days, going to be some bad days.
But I've seen the mountaintop.
You've been to the promised land.
I've been to the promised land.
Yeah, it's going to be so many light-skinned threes tonight. Then. Them light-skinned threes.
and they better get out of the way when the dark skin comes driving to the paint.
I don't know. This is so weird. We've switched. You're for dark skin and I'm for light skin. What is happening?
This is kind of weird.
It is weird.
And Sherry Shepherd is in New York.
Yay!
Sherry, baby.
Hey, family.
Hey, Sherry.
You're silly. I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be this Wednesday coming up. I'm going to be at the Orlando Improv with the comic Pierre. And then my show, Match Made in Heaven, is out.
It's tonight.
Sherry, I love that show. I do.
You love Match Made in Heaven?
You know what? Are they that in it, Sherry? Are they
the 18 women that are vying for our bachelor's heart? Well, actually, it's only 15.
Claire, you
left.
Gotta
it's
see
down
this.
To 15.
What network?
They eliminated it. It's like
WE TV.
World
it's WE TV.
In.
No, it's down to 12 now. They eliminated it. This is the third week, so they eliminated 6 women, I think.
It's good.
Yes, the women actually, and it's a very diverse cast. They cry because they really, Stevie Baggs from Atlanta is our bachelor, a retired NFL, CFL player. They really are into him. That really, and he's a good guy. You know, he lets him know it's not all about their beauty because there's one woman he likes sincerely.
He got rid of one girl because she kissed him.
He didn't like that. He's like, don't take those liberties with me. Then he got rid of another 2 women because they were too young. He said, you're 22. How can you possibly be my wife or stand beside me with everything that I have going on?
And how much of an influence is his mama?
You know what? But here's the thing. His mother hates this woman called Sincerely. And Stevie likes her. And his mother said, I want you to get rid of her. And Stevie was like, no. No, she's from Atlanta. She's got like green eyes or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Real beautiful. Like, but his mother wants her gone.
His mom is sending someone home?
She already did the very first week.
His mom was like the maid in the house.
His mom went undercover at the house where the women were living.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And but the mother... Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you sure show.
No, what you said, no. It's so funny.
So she can really see what's going on with these women.
So she can see what was going on. So she eliminated the first week a woman who off the bat said she was a virgin, and she said, you act more like a harlot. So she eliminated her. But that's all the elimination she has. That was it. That was it. You can't lead off with your conversation going, I'm a virgin, and then all your boobs are out. It's not going to fly.
Well, that don't make you not a virgin because your boobs out. I mean, that's...
You know how many guys could say that?
No, myself. Yeah, but there's one woman, she does not like the woman curses, and the woman said, I'm not trying to get with you. I'm trying to get with your son.
Yeah,
and
the mama don't want people
Lola does not like
house.
Her. Yeah, but but Stevie likes her and he keeps her, and the mother is mad.
So what episode? What episode? What number episode is this, Sherry?
This is the third episode that will air tonight, and it's getting good because the women. You know, they're not. You know, it's like, you know, they do these eliminations. There was one woman, Roxy, on the boat. She was reading her poetry to Stevie.
Yeah,
they were on
I
a
saw
date,
that one.
And we gave them a challenge of if you bite into the apple, the date ends immediately because we want to see what's going on. And one girl, Jasmine, bit that apple so quickly, and all of her
and the boat sunk. That date was the boat sunk, and the little poem was out there floating around in the water. And he didn't go out there and get her poems, man.
And you know, those were, Jay, those are her original poems, so they were destroyed. They were just her original. But what I loved is she came in the house, and in all those ratchet shows, they come in the house and start fighting.
Right.
It wasn't that. She was mad, but it wasn't all that fighting. I don't like all of that.
You don't have fighting?
Okay, I'm not going to say it wasn't.
It's a different type of fighting.
It's a different type. I'm not going to say there wasn't some tension towards the end where it was some stuff I couldn't come out the control room fast enough. Or when one
and
of the girls
got
eliminated.
And do you have to be the referee? Do you go in and break up the fights?
I would bring stuff down a lot that I don't know if it made it on camera, because there's one girl from Brooklyn, Meggie, who's fighting with the girl from Texas, L, and you got Brooklyn and Southern Belle. She wants to pop off, and I have to talk Brooklyn down. She's patient too.
Okay, so you got one guy and 12 ladies.
12 women left. And they really.
Do you want this guy for yourself?
No, he's too young. No, Stevie's too young.
How old is
what
he?
What about the daddy?
The daddy's
you work
there.
With that?
I'm very good. I am very good in the space.
If he wasn't married,
you didn't answer the question.
With.
How's daddy?
the daddy's married.
Okay, daddy's
what
married.
Do y'all think single women are like to bitter? Like, I gotta get a man.
No. I understand. No.
Thank you.
That's not what we're saying. That's not what we're saying.
Okay.
But really, just wanted to know how the daddy looked.
You know what? We got a great idea for a show for you, Sherry. We got a great set. Check this out. The Out of Shape Bachelor. How about that? You like that?
I love it. Who are we going to get to be a contestant? Who are we going to get to
right
the vibe for their heart?
Ooh.
You got two jokey fellas right here.
The real Out of Shape Bachelor.
Not hard to find.
We got to get a black bachelorette. That's what we need, a black bachelorette.
Is that going to be the next season then?
I don't know. I'm talking to everybody about it because I think it's a really good idea to have a black bachelorette. Because it doesn't look like the regular bachelorette.
That's been tried before, no, right?
No.
Work.
Donald Trump.
And Omarosa, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was it Kenya?
It was.
That's never
no,
happened.
It was Donald Trump and Omarosa.
It was Omarosa
and
Donald Trump. And
there was one more model from the Tyra Banks show. The model did it.
Oh, okay.
But it was still through Donald Trump Productions, and it was a black bachelor through Donald Trump. I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Jay, I think she's politely saying, you go ahead and produce that.
Okay, I'm not sure what
that
I can do
green
for
lit
you.
That should be greenlit right there.
And what would the challenges be, Jay, to see who can rub the out of shape bachelor's stomach
eat,
the
who
best?
Who can not And you need some out of shape bachelorette too.
Who can make big draws for him to wear while he watches the football game? I mean,
make the biggest sandwich.
Make the biggest sandwich.
Who makes the biggest sandwich?
Here go the out of shape bachelor this week, trying to kick everybody.
Hey, girl. Sherry's back. It's Sherry Shepherd Thursday.